Threats to the future of Medicaid are a top concern for millions of Americans who rely on this taxpayer-funded insurance program. In California, it's called Medi-Cal, and more than one-third of the state population is covered. Medi-Cal is the largest payer for long-term care in the state, and it covers in-home supportive services, which are critical to keeping people out of long-term care facilities. The solvency of the program matters deeply to a lot of us. In California, the most immediate threat to Medi-Cal is the massive state general fund deficit that is bankrupting the system and threatening the benefits that people rely on. So far, it's estimated at an $8.5 billion deficit. The state is now borrowing money from one hand to cover the deficit in the other, as Peter robs Paul, because this is how your state operates its budget. So far, Governor Newsom has been very quiet about what the state will do about the unsustainable future of Medi-Cal. It could be that he's waiting for the Trump administration to announce a cut to federal funds, and then Newsom will blame that for Medi-Cal's insolvency. The deflection from blame for all of the obvious and predictable consequences coming from decisions being made in Sacramento is impressive. In numerous legislative hearings, California's elected officials have not only ignored any concerns about natural consequences, they declare it's just the right thing to do while passing bills without any regard for what the impacts would be. And later, when the impacts start to become obvious, your state leaders act surprised that the law of natural consequences still exists in California. How could they have possibly known that there would be real-life impacts from the decisions made in the state capitol? Decisions based more on ideology than common sense. The expansion of full-scope Medi-Cal benefits to undocumented immigrants is a perfect example. And the problem here is not about immigrants. It's about the public policy decisions and their consequences. Back in the day, politicians of both parties used to talk about the need to fix the immigration system to make it functional for people who want to come and work in the United States. Fixing the system would help the most vulnerable by giving them a legal status which would prevent them from being exploited and used as a captive workforce that can't complain. It used to be an actual topic of conversation for people concerned about protecting immigrants. And you'll notice that no one talks about fixing the immigration system anymore. Unfortunately, the broken system works well for those that are profiting off the labor, and the state of California makes bank on it. The state estimates undocumented residents make up 10% of the state workforce, and they have contributed nearly $8.5 billion in various state and local taxes. Those in charge that claim to be progressive and care about vulnerable populations have done nothing to try to move the ball on creating a legal and functional immigration system. Because keeping people vulnerable has its own political value. Instead, California decided to expand full-scope Medi-Cal coverage to all undocumented immigrants in 2014, and it's been phased in ever since. Medicaid already covered emergency and pregnancy-related medical costs for undocumented immigrants nationwide. Full-scope Medi-Cal, however, covers everything, and usually with no share of cost or deductible. Full coverage for all income-eligible undocumented children started in 2016. Young adults aged 19 to 25 received coverage in 2020. Full benefits for those aged 50 and over kicked in back in 2022, and then the last group, those aged 26 to 40, received full coverage in 2024. Federal rules don't allow for full-scope Medi-Cal benefits for undocumented residents, which California knows very well, so the expansion they approved is funded out of the state general fund. California plays a shell game with the federal funds they get for administering Medi-Cal, as well as the Managed Care Organization, or MCO, tax revenue. That has let them skirt around the federal rules. And the state knows they're playing with fire here because they've been called on it before. California is already having to pay back nearly $53 million because of this scheme. A year ago, the Biden administration audited California, and the state claim for federal reimbursement from Medicaid for undocumented beneficiaries was disallowed because it's against the law. Keep in mind, this was the Biden administration clawing back millions of dollars in federal funds from California. Because this scheme went too far, even for those that threw open the borders to everyone in the world, friend and foe alike. In 2018, California was audited and forced to repay over $180 million in unallowable Medi-Cal charges for a failure to comply with federal rules regarding claiming for specialty mental health services reimbursement. So the state knowingly and willingly expanded Medi-Cal benefits that are not reimbursable. They knowingly took on the substantial risk to our state budget and the solvency of the overall program that so many people rely on. The state has said that they didn't anticipate that the millions of people that were made newly eligible for significant benefits would actually sign up. Because who could have possibly predicted that? Also, in the years that the state reported a substantial budget surplus, California affirmatively chose to not raise provider rates or offer incentives to expand the number of medical providers that would accept the ridiculously low reimbursement rates that Medi-Cal pays. Expanding insurance coverage does nothing to expand healthcare for people if you don't have a doctor or a clinic to go to. It's a benefit that only exists on paper if you can't get in to see a doctor timely. California just had to borrow $6.2 billion from itself to backfill the deficit in Medi-Cal and pay providers through the end of this fiscal year. The projected deficit is higher than that, but $6.2 billion is the annual limit for borrowing. So what is the state going to do next year? Currently, the federal government is looking closely at states like California, who have been ignoring the law for years now on Medicaid reimbursement. The results of that are likely to be very unpleasant. But the immediate threat to Medi-Cal is entirely on the shoulders of California's Democratic supermajority. The state is a clear example of the dangers with one-party rule, and unfortunately, it will be the average working Californian who gets to suffer the consequences. Please hold your elected officials accountable for their own actions. Pay attention to what they're doing and not what they say, because words mean nothing compared to the actions that are being taken in your name. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com, and thank you for listening.